You are listening to WMLU Farmville 91.3 FM, the music of Longwood University and Farmville, Virginia. And you are listening to yet another episode of your weekly dose of Tylenol, and I am Tyler Bagby, and tonight it's just me hosting, as my co-host is not able to join us this evening because of his RA duties. Although he is missed again, the show must go on. I did in fact talk to him this week about what I should do since he would not be able to co-host again this week, and he told me to go for something I have wanted to do as my own big episode, so that's what I did. Tonight's theme, chosen by yours truly, is anime. Yes, the animated series from all the way over in Japan, one of my favorite forms of entertainment, and I will be covering all kinds of anime. I'm talking action, dramas, maybe a slice of life or two. Every one of my favorites, and there are quite a bit, so strap in. The first set of anime openings slash endings I will be playing are some of my favorites from Tokyo Ghoul, a controversial anime series that I enjoyed a lot during the first season, or maybe even season and a half, but yeah, that's about it. But let me just tell you, the entire show has a great soundtrack. It's top quality, and just hear it for yourself. Up first is Unravel by Toru Kitajima.
Hoshii da,
And we are back to your weekly dose of Tylenol, and those songs were some openings and endings from Tokyo Ghoul. A lot of those, as you heard, the first three of those were by Toro Kitajima, and then we had a few by some other artists. And I do not want to, you know, butcher some of these, but we have People in the Box is one of the artists, and another artist was pronounce this correctly, Amazarashi. It's, you know, Japanese, so bear with me. But with that said, we are at a time for our first public service announcement.
Hey y'all, my name is Emmanuel Diala and I'm the president of AFRO. AFRO stands for All For Respecting Our Hair, which is Longwood's first and only natural hair club. We are open to everyone on campus and our goal is to support those in the natural hair community as well as educate and promote knowledge of Afro textured hair. I would like to invite anyone that's interested in joining AFRO to come out this year. Feel free to email afro.longwood@gmail.com if you have any questions and follow us at afro.longwood on social. AFRO meets bi-weekly on Wednesdays from 5:30 to 6:30 in Bedford 111. We hope to see you out there. And now back to your regularly scheduled program. You heard?
And we are back once again with your weekly dose of Tylenol. I am, again, your host, Tyler Bagby. And next up, we are going to get into some more anime songs. The next anime that I have up to play are some tracks from an anime that I like quite a bit. It is a lot different than Tokyo Ghoul, but still a very good anime, and that anime is Attack on Titan. And I do have a few songs that are by the same artist, which is Linked Horizon. And with the first song that I'm playing is by Linked Horizon.
Yeah. して
And we are back with your weekly dose of Tylenol. And just in case you tuned in and heard some songs that were not in English, that's because you were listening to WMLU Farmville 91.3 FM, the music of Longwood University and Farmville, Virginia. And I am your host for your weekly dose of Tylenol. And yeah, this is anime themed, and you just heard some songs from Attack on Titan. Very good anime. If you have not watched it, you need to check it out. But, you know, I'll go ahead and maybe play some more songs from some different anime. And the anime that I'm going to get to next is one of my absolute favorite animes. And my roommates, I know my roommate, he likes this anime a lot too, and he doesn't watch this. And just in case you're confused about who my roommate is, it's my co-host, Tyler Hall, who did not make it tonight. I am playing some songs from My Hero Academia, and I hope you enjoy them, and I hope he's listening and enjoys them as well. And yeah, here is Sora ni Utaeba from My Hero Academia.
さよなら行かざるを得ない何を失ったとて忘れない悔しさも屈辱も胸に飾って
未来へ追かけ
And we are back with your weekly dose of Tylenol. And of course, as I said before, those were songs from the anime, one of my favorite animes to be exact, My Hero Academia. Those were openings and endings from the series. But before we continue, here is a quick blurb about the news and weather.
You're currently listening to WMIU Student Programming. For the latest on news and weather and NPR programming, head to WMRA.org. For on-campus and community news, we encourage you to head to the Rotunda Online, home of Longwood University News. We now return you to your regularly scheduled programming.
I want to be the very best, like no one ever was. To catch them is my real test, to train them is my cause. I will travel across the land, searching far and wide.
And we are back, and as you just heard, that was the Pokemon intro. And I mean the original Pokemon series intro. A show I'm sure many of our listeners have seen, or at least played the video games, because that's what I did. I played Pokemon games when I was younger, and those are like my favorite things ever. But I went ahead and played that for you guys, because if you follow me on Instagram, you may have seen that I have a special guest this evening. That's what I said. And my special guest tonight, here he is, from Dill at Night, DJ Dill.
Wow, I'm back on the show for 2 weeks in a row now.
Yeah, my special guest. Anyways, so you know Pokemon, right?
Yeah, when I was little Dill, in like elementary school, I was a huge Pokemon fan. I had like all the cards. I watched the show, I watched the movies, and it was, that's a real throwback, but that was one of my like childhood favorites.
Cool. So I really enjoyed the video games, as I said before, but before we get back into anything, I was actually just curious, do you have a favorite Pokemon?
Well, that's a really hard question, because there's so many Pokemon, but if I had to pick one, you know, it's gotta be the boy Squirtle.
Yeah, Squirtle. He's pretty cool. I mean, he was definitely a starter in some of the
He would be always games. The one I picked first, right off the bat.
Yeah, I got you. You know who else also likes Squirtle?
Who would that be?
That would be my co-host, Tyler Hall. That's his favorite as well. He told me that today.
That's cool. I'm filling in for him. And, of course, we had to have the same favorite type of Pokemon.
Yeah. I wonder, what is my favorite Pokemon?
What is your favorite type of Pokemon?
I think I would have to go with Charizard.
Why would you pick Charizard?
Because he's cool. He's like really cool.
Yeah, I mean, well, Squirtle's cool too. He's got shades in one of the TV episodes.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. Charizard's a dragon though, and dragons are pretty dope. So
that's one of the starter type as well, right?
Yeah. So I think, what is it? Charmeleon is like the, you know.
Yeah, but he evolves.
And then he evolves, and yeah. It's like, what is it after that?
Uh,
It's another one after, remember? Because it's like three evolutions.
There is
three. Oh, it's Charmander. Then we got... then it's Charmeleon. That's right.
Yeah, there
and
we
then
go.
It's Charizard. Okay, there we go. That's right. Okay. Yeah, so I just kind of wanted to bring up Pokemon in this episode. And because, you know, with Detective Pikachu recently coming out, I figure why not give a shout out to that.
Did you watch Detective Pikachu?
I have not seen it yet.
It was pretty good.
Okay.
Ryan Reynolds does really good as Detective Pikachu.
Yeah, okay. Well, then I'll have to check it out. And, yeah. Well, I appreciate you, you know, being here and coming on for a brief
not a
few minutes.
Not at all. Thank you for inviting me on.
Yeah, and, wait a second, Dylan.
What's that?
You're going to be on, like, at the end of the episode, too, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're not leaving. All right, so, yeah, I guess we'll talk at the, you know, towards the end of the episode, and let's just hop back into some more anime. So, I guess I'm going to play some songs from a newer anime, one of the ones that I just started watching. It just came on this season, and it's going to be continuing on into this next season. So, here is Fire Force.
ラララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララ
We are back with your weekly dose of Tylenol, and yeah, you just heard some songs from a new anime that just started airing, and that is an anime called Fire Force. And the first song that you heard was by a group by, it's called Mrs. Green Apple. Very odd. A lot of these Japanese bands have, like, you know, very strange like band names and stuff. But yeah, Mrs. Green Apple had the opening for the show. And then for the ending, I definitely cannot pronounce this. I'm not even going to attempt it. But it is the ending of Fire Force, the ending theme song, Fire Force. And before I get into, you know, anything else, I kind of wanted to talk about my next segment. Because the next segment I'm going to be having, there's some songs that my younger brother, Chris, shout out to you, man, songs that he chose. And yeah, like, he likes some shows that I don't like. Like, we've watched some shows together. And but he's also watched a lot on his own, which is kind of crazy. I like to say that I'm the one that got him into anime, and he's went on and watched a, you know, bunch of stuff himself. And one of those songs in particular, I mean, one of those shows in particular that he got into is a show called Naruto. And yeah, he chose some openings from Naruto and Naruto Shippuden. And he chose one other song from a show I also watched, and he just recently watched the show. This is a show I watched probably a couple years ago now. It's a show called Death Note, so you're going to get to hear an opening from Death Note as well. But with that said, here are some songs that Chris chose from the show Naruto. We are back to your weekly dose of Tylenol, and those were some interesting choices, Chris. I did listen to them beforehand, but it still cracks me up how they go from being really just upbeat, kind of, and then that song, which that song is from Death Note, as I said, and that show is insane. But thanks, Chris, for your input on tonight's episode. I hope you enjoyed hearing them on the radio. But here is a quick public service announcement before I go any further.
We're more connected than ever before. 90% of America's students use some form of social media, but not all of it's used in a good way. Hurtful posts online are leading to social isolation for many. Psychologists say it's bullying in a brand new way. Well, Beyond Differences and I Keep Safe are looking to change that with ideas for students, their parents, and even teachers. Take the pledge to be kind online and learn more at WeAreKindOnline.com.
And thanks again for listening. We're still going. We still got, you know, a little while left, but let's go ahead and move on to some more anime. And the next anime that I'm going to get into is one that I watched probably 3 or 4 years ago now. It's been a long time since I've watched it, and I don't even think I finished the show just because it's one of those with a lot of episodes, but I at least watched, you know, like 5 or 6 seasons. But that show that I'm talking about is, you know, one of the big original anime that came out in the early 2000s. You know, and when I say original anime, I mean the anime that started to get popular, you know, in the US, because that's when it started getting popular, is in the early 2000s. But the show that I'm talking about is Bleach. And yeah. Here are a couple of songs from Bleach.
も支えてくれる人たちに日頃の思いを込めてラプソディアプリシエーションな気持ちを届けいつもありがとう本当はありがとうたとえどこに立って君の存在に感謝してるよ黄昏の街が赤く染まる頃何気なく道を歩いていた行き交う人の群れが増す午後なんとなく立ち止まってみたぽつりと空いた心の隙間埋めるように動いた携帯のマナー君は一人じゃないほらみな互いに支え合ってくのさ不安定な未来が怖くて悩んでいた僕に向かって何も言わずにそっと手を差し伸べてくれる君がいた悲しみが半分になった喜びは2倍に膨らんだ逆の立場になったらすぐさまそばまで駆けつけると誓ったいつも支えてくれる人たちに日頃の思いを込めてラプソディアプリシエーションな気持ちを届けいつもありがとう本当はありがとうたとえどこに立って君の存在に感謝してるよ Far away, far away 遠く離れていても流れる時の中で共に過ごした日々の記憶は決して消えることはないのさ仲間や家族や恋人そして出会った全ての人々ありがとう皆のおかげでまた明日から力強く踏み出せ人は誰も一人では生きていけやしない互いが互いをいつもケアし合い理解できない時は話し合い腹抱えるぐらい笑い合いたいなのになぜこう時にけなし合い傷つけ合うのって気がしないバカバカしいほど君が好きだ照れくさいけどちょっと本気だいつも支えてくれる人たちに日頃の思いを込めてラプソディアプリシエーションな気持ちを届けいつもありがとう本当はありがとうたとえどこに立って君の存在に感謝してるよきっと見ない街としゃいて面と向かってなかなか口に出して言えなくてだけど本当は言いたいくせに何かが邪魔してみんな強がって時にはさらけ出して伝えよう言葉には不思議な力が宿るよ簡単なことさ自分からまず始めようきっとできるよいつも支えてくれる人たちに日頃の思いを込めてラプソディアプリシエーションな気持ちを届けいつもありがとう本当はありがとうたとえどこに立って君の存在に感謝してるよも支えてくれる人たちに日頃の思いを込めてラプソディアプリシエーションな気持ちを届けいつもありがとう本当はありがとうたとえどこに立って君の存在に感謝してるよ
The two songs that you just heard were from Bleach. The first one was D-Techno Life by Uberworld, which Uberworld has actually had a few songs on this list. The second song that you just heard, the first song that is actually a full-length song, is one of my favorites on the list, and that song is called Thank You by Homemade Kazoku. And next up, my special guest, Dylan, is back. And yeah, it's gonna be fun.
Hi, guys.
I decided to take an inspiration from some YouTube videos that I watched recently, and I'm going to read you a vague little description of the show, and then you are going to try to guess what show it is, just from that vague description, and I'm going to give you a list of four choices,
all
and
right,
you just
all right.
choose one of the four choices.
I was about to say, besides Pokemon and Naruto, I've never really watched anime, so I was about to be like, I don't know, but thankfully you're giving me some choices.
Yeah, so, You're gonna...
Yeah.
You're probably gonna win.
I doubt.
Yeah, we'll see, though. All right, so, are you ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
All right, well, this first description is an underage boy goes into a club and is possessed by a demon so he can defeat an angel.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah, so is it from Tokyo Ghoul, Digimon, Devilman Crybaby, or Demon Slayer?
Well, there's three names that sound like it could be, but the one that stood out to me was Tokyo Ghoul.
That is incorrect. The correct answer is Devilman Crybaby, which
that was my second choice.
Yeah, that's a show on Netflix, which you should check out, Dylan. I really honestly think that you would like it. It's crazy.
I don't have a Netflix account.
Ah, that's okay. Well, let's move on to the next question.
Okay.
Well, more of just a guess what it is. A boy is bitten by a woman on a date, and then he starts biting people too in the rest of the series.
Ooh.
Is this Made in Abyss, Tokyo Ghoul, Bleach, or Dragon Ball?
Can you repeat those one more time?
Yes. Made in Abyss, Tokyo Ghoul, Bleach, or Dragon Ball?
I know it's not Dragon Ball. Tokyo Ghoul's been here twice. It's got to be Tokyo Ghoul.
It is Tokyo Ghoul.
Hey.
Which, the first season's really good. The rest of it's pretty trash, but that's all I'm going to say.
Shots fired out here.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to say. Anyways, we're going to move on to the next one. Big scary people ravage Germany, and a lot of dramatic stuff happens between characters. Is that Attack on Titan, My Hero Academia, ReZero, or Berserk?
Using my context clues, you're wearing a shirt from My Hero Academia, so it's not that because they don't look like big people. And Berserk sounds like something it could be in Germany, so I'm going to go Berserk.
Incorrect again.
Ah.
The correct answer is Attack on Titan.
That was my first one just because Titan and big people, but Berserk just popped out to me as German, and I was wrong.
Yeah, well, that was a good guess, though. Next one is a dead girl haunts a boy. He falls in love with her. Then it's, like, really sad, and it has, like, good character development and stuff. And that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Is it Anohana, Spirited Away, Gintama, or ReLife?
The only one of those I've ever heard of is Spirited Away. I don't think that has a girl ghost. If I remember right, the main character of that was a girl. So I'm knocking that one out. I'm going to go with the first one.
Anohana?
Yeah.
That's correct.
Hey.
Nice. Yeah, let's see. Let's get to this next one. And, yeah, we got two more.
Two more.
Yeah, the next one is Tofu Delivery Guy drifts a Toyota around curvy roads in Japan.
Okay.
Is this Yuri on Ice, Initial D, Food Wars, or One Piece?
Food Wars doesn't sound like it would be right at all, so I'm going to go the fourth one, One Piece.
Incorrect.
Ah.
Correct answer is Initial D.
Yeah, at least it wasn't Food Wars.
Yeah, well. Let's see, this last one. It is... A lot of students have these powers at school, and they fight some villains. My roommate, Tyler Hall, likes the show a lot, too.
Is this Power Rangers?
Not even close, dude. That's not even on the list. It's not even an anime.
But
dude.
Power Rangers is a bunch of kids who have superpowers, sort of. They become robots, and then they fight villains.
I didn't say anything about becoming robots, though, dude.
Oh.
All right. Anyways, is it High School of the Dead, Assassination Classroom, or Haikyuu? Or My Hero Academia?
The one that's on your shirt.
What is that?
My Hero Academia, because I feel like you want to ask questions about having that one at least.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that one pretty much I gave that one away. But
I mean, I don't think so. Those were all, they all sound like they could be right, because they all involve some sort of school type name.
Yeah, that's true. But that's pretty much all I've got for tonight. Yeah, and I want to thank everyone for listening. And I want to thank my special guest for coming on briefly this evening. Thanks, Dill.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Yeah, dude. I hope you learned a little bit more about anime than you already did.
For sure, it's not anime.
Yeah, it's anime, I think.
yeah, I know.
All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and finish this off with one last song. And this is from a show called Samurai Champloo. And enjoy.